Vayedaber lekim el Moshe, vayomer elov ani Hashem. The Chido brings a pshat from the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Elikim is Rosh Tevis. Amarta lomahari oisa. Moshe Rabbeinu, you said lomahari oisa, Yehoshua machnison. Zoizok the Chido b'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. Vayedaber lekim, it's Rosh and Kosher that he was giving him his shmuz. He says, Amarta lomahari oisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, you complained. At the end of last week's parsha, Lo Mehari Oisa, you're not going to be Zoicha, Yeshua Machmisan. Now it says, Vayedaber Lekim, but Vayomer Lo Vani Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei. And then the Eberstev is even Mamshich, that to the Avois he was only Mizgale with the shame of Shakai. But Ushmi Hashem Lo Yedati Lehem. So it says, the Eberstev has various shameois. It says, Behemis, Hashem Ish Melchoma. Ish is Rosh Tevis. Aleph is the shame Adnus. And Yud is the Yudkei Vovkei, and Shin is the shame of Shakai. Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei is Ish Melchoma. There are many different ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself. And he said that to the Ovas he was only in his Galim with the Madreg of Kel Shakai. The shame Yudkei Vovkei, he wasn't the Galim. But even at the first Pasuk Alein, it's Vayedaber Elikim, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. What the Eberstev is saying, and this is what a person is supposed to have in mind also by Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad, Yudkei Vovkei is Midas Harachamin. Elikim is Midas Hadin. And a person might think it's an under a koyach, and the emes is no, it's Hashem Echod. Hashem Elikim, Hashem Echod. Vayedaber Elikim, Elikim, the Midas Adin, is saying that Ani Hashem, Ani Yudkei Vovkei, that it's really both are the same, it's the same, it's Hashem Echod. In Tikkun HaZohar state, Be'emes, that there's a gematria that a taka is the same, because Yudkei Vovkei is 26. But if you spell out the letters of Yudkei Vavkei, there are various ways how to spell it out, but one of the ifanim is that it's 45. If you spell out the letters of Yudkei Vavkei, 45 is Ma, Memhe. Spell out Memhe, that's 86. If you spell out Memhe, that's Elikim. So Yudkei Vavkei is Gecheshem Delikim. As I say, that it's really, it's Hashem Echad. So there are various shames. Now the Olam, maybe, Americans that, you know, we have in our Sidurim, whenever it says Shem Hashem, it just says two Yudin. There's a Shaila in the Poiskim, it's not one of the Shemos. The Moshel, there's various Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to say, and you're not allowed to be Moichik. There's also a Shem of Eka, Asher Eka, we spoke last week. L'chayra, you're not supposed to pronounce it, you have to say Eka. Hagam Be'emes, it's a Machloik, it's 2 days in the Mechaber, whether Eka is one of the Shemos that I'm talking. Or be Yud Yud, Istamzoy is Simon Ba'alma, and then as the Ramah brings it down in Simon Reisha, Ayin Vav and Yeredeya. In the Ramah's times, there was a different Simon. There was three Yudin, there was two Yudin, and another Yud on top. And nowadays in the Siddurim, it's just two Yudin. And he says it's a Simon Ba'alma, and it doesn't have a Kedusha. It's just a Simon for the shame of Hashem. I saw brought down from Rav Tzadik, he says, what's Taket Pshato that we pick Yud, Yud as the Simon for the shame of Hashem? Because we know there's really two shames. There's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's a shame Adnus, Aleph Dalid, and then Nun and Yud. When there's a Alpikabal, in some Siddurim, they even have it written out like that. You're supposed to put one letter of each, meaning first the Yud, and then the Aleph, then a Hey, and then a Dalet, v'chule. That eight-letter shame of the mixture of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and Adnus, it starts with a Yud. The first Yud of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and ends with a Yud. The Yud of Adnus. So a Remes, Vashem, Hashem, is those two Yud, the Yud at the end, and the Yud at the beginning. The two shames together add up to 91, which is Amen, and there's a lot of Inyonim in them, right? Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is 26. Alikim is and the Shem Asa 65 together, it's Omein. But that's the Yud and the Yud, but it's before that doesn't have any Kedusha. It's not one of the Shemois Be'etzim. But here the Eberstev is talking about the different Shemois that he's Megal himself. The Gama Ki Moisi has Brisi Itom, the Pasuk continues, Loseis Lohem Es Eretz Kanan, Zok Tebal Aturim, Loseis is 830. That's the two Batei Mikdash together. The Eberstev is being Ramas that I promised, Loseis Lohem Es Eretz Kanan, is the 830 years that there was a Beis HaMikdash. And now you have here the Arba L'Shoinois of Geula, L'chein Emor, V'Yitzeisi Eschem, V'Yitzalti, V'Go'alti, V'Lokachti. And then there's a fifth Lashon, V'Heiveisi Eschem. We have, connected the Arba L'Shoinois of Geula, we have Arba Koisis, Chazal, Mesakin, Arba Koisis, and Mishnah, and Psochem, Daf Tzadi, Tesson, and Beis, and Rashi over there, and the Rashbam, and the Rishonim, bring the Makoris from the Rishalmi, Afin Art, and Be'emes. So Machloik is there in the Yerushalmi, but one of the Pshatim, why this Dalet Koisis is connected the Dalet L'Shoinois of Geula. Another man, the Amr there says, that it's connected the Kaisis and Paroi's dream back in Parshas Mikra. It's when there's a dream of Paroi. The Kaisis and Paroi's dream is a symbolism for Geula. There's a Tifin Yon Y, but there's a Kaisis of Paroi. Now we know we make a fifth Kais. That fifth Kais we call Kais Shel Eliyahu, because that fifth Kais is connected Vehibesi. And there's a Shiloh. Are we supposed to have five Kaisis or only four Kaisis? Is there this fifth Lashon of Geula? So the Pshat is, we're not sure. So, take. That's why it's called Kaisha Leliyo. We wait till Leliyo will be Machriya. Some say that Leliyo comes and drinks it. But another Pshat is, it's called Kaisha Leliyo. Leliyo will be Machriya if we're supposed to have the fifth Lashon. Interesting, if you look in Parshas Miketz, it says Kais Parai five times. It says Kais five times also. Now, obviously, one of them doesn't count. One of them is when they're translating the Chalayim, not the Chalayim itself. And that's also the same Shaila could be. Why? There's a Shaila in that man, the Amarosa, we do a fifth Kais. And that's the Kais of Eliyahu. Now, Chazal are Misakin Dalit Kaises of Yayin. Why were they Misakin Dalit Kaises of Yayin? Maybe they should be Misakin Dalit Matzos. The Emes says they are. If you go not like the Gro, and you use three matzos, and you break one in the middle, you end up having four matzos top. But what's that? And the mistake is for him. Why not Dalit Egoizim? Dalit Kaises Shel Yayin? What's that is Dalit Kaises Shel Yayin? What's that is Dalit Kaises Shel Yayin? So there's many Pshatim. Yayin is Mesamel, the Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael. Nazkiro doidecha miyayin. The Meshech Chochma says Pshat. The reason we pick Yayin, he says, because the Emes is what keeps the Yidden separated from the Goyim, is Yayin. That we, the Chazal made a Gzeira, that we don't drink Yayin with a Goy, and that's what keeps us separated, and that's what keeps us separated through the Golos. He says, that's why we pick up the Kois, like Vihisha Omdala Viseinu, we pick up the Kois of Yayin. There's many Pshat than what Vihisha Omdala. There's a pshad, the hishon to this kais yayin, the fact that Klal Yisrael keeps themselves separated, that's what brings the geula. Dalet kais shel yayin. Yayin is misamal, that we separate ourselves from the goyim. I once heard another pshat from Shlomo Zalman. He said, why not dalet egoizim? Why dafka, four cups of water, of orange juice? What's that with yayin? By yayin, because yayin is mishaker, when you take the second kais, and finally the third kais, like that almost from experience, and the fourth one, Shain, you're already in the Lamas Hal Yoinim. By egoism, it's not like that. Hakol Ototam, it's all the same. Nochan Nisil, it's not more. By Yayin, it's Misrava, the Simcha that comes from the Yayin, is the same thing, the Geula. The darkness of Geula, Vainsesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Galakachti, the darkness of Geula get larger and larger. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Doikataki to the Geula. See, it's the same thing that the Geula is Misrava. Now, Be'emes, there was a fifth Geula, Vehibesi. Frek the Erechaim HaKadosh. Lamaisa Klal Yisrael wasn't Zoyche. The whole Dor HaMidbar was Avek in the Midbar. And it was a new generation that went in. The Ebrister was Mavtiach Vehivesi Yeschem. So some say that's good for why it's a fifth Kais. You can't count because the Ebrister in the end didn't do Vehivesi Yeschem to the original Dor that he's promising it. But the Erechaim HaKadosh says there's a Gevaldik Adiyak. After Velakachti Yeschem, it says Vyedatam Ki Ani Hashem. And then there's a Havtocha Vehivesi Yeschem. So the first four Lushoinus of Geula are for sure, finalized, it has to be. But the Vevesi was Musneh, there was a Tanai, if it's going to be Viyadatam Kiyani Hashem. Vibalta was Chet Meraglim, Medafashtein, was this name, Chet Kadmoinim, but there was a Chet Meraglim. So it felt in Viyadatam Kiyani Hashem. It's not Mukhrich that the Eberst has to be Mekayim on that door themselves, the Vevesi. I once heard a Pshat that Hashem was Mekayim Vevesi. Ki Yadua, the Targum Yoinus in the Parshas Yisrael, we mentioned it many times. Va'esa Eschem al Kanfein Asharim. That night on Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Eibishter Benes brought Gans Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and they were Makav the Korban Pesach there in Eretz Yisrael, and then he brought them back, and then they were 40 years in the Midbar. V'chule. That Va'esa Eschem al Kanfein Asharim was Taka that Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ibezoy this Taka Veibes Yeschem al Aretz was Niskayim on the door of Yitzias Mitzrayim by Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim that they were Zoyche to go to Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's basically, in most Rishonim, it's Mekumel that the Arba Lashonis of Geula are Vayitzesi, Vayitzalti, Vigo'alti, Vilakachti. But it's interesting, the Rashbam, in Baba Basra, Daf Nun Chesam Beis, the Rashbam says, what's the Arba Lashonis Geula? Vayitzesi, Vigo'alti, Vilakachti, Vehivesi. He skips Vayitzalti. And he counts Vehivesi instead. Vayitzesi, Vigo'alti, Vilakachti, Vehivesi. You have to know, it's a Naishi. And Vehivesi is Yeloshim. I want to say a suggestion. There's another Rashbam in Psochem Daf Tzadites. In Psochem Daf Tzadites, he brings our four Lashoinis, but he says them in the wrong order. It's Poshet. Maybe it's you have to check in the New Gemara, how they do it, the prayer typing. But the Rashbam in Psochem says, Voitseisi v'ga'alti v'lokachti v'hitzalti. He says the four standard ones, but he puts v'hitzalti last. Lume de mistafina, I want to say a very big chiddush. That maybe it's taka toys that first in Pesachim, but the Rashbam taka has a nushita, like he says in Baba Basra. It's voitseisi v'ga'alti v'lokachti v'hivesi. And in Pesachim, the last one, v'hitzalti, it's a mistake. It shouldn't say v'hitzalti, it should say v'hivesi. And the mistake in the Rashbam is not that the order is wrong, the order is correct. Just instead of the last one being v'hitzalti, the last one should be ve'ivesi, like he says in Baba Basra Tak. Voitseisi v'ga'alti v'lakachti ve'ivesi. The Gra brings down that a very big chiddush, that the Arab Lashonis of Geula are voitseisi v'hitzalti v'ga'alti v'ga'alti. Now, I don't know what that means. The Pasuk doesn't say v'ga'alti twice. Avrazoi shtei v'goin, that when we say Dalet Koisis connected Dalet Lashonis, the Dalet Lashonis of Geula are voitseisi, v'itzalti, v'go'alti, v'go'alti. Zot the Gra. Ah, you're going to find places, Shteit Nishtazoi, Rashi, Rashbam, in Pesachim Tzadi Tes, the Yerushalmi in the 10th parak of Pesachim, various Midrashim, Tzatoi Sekfus. All the places where it says v'lakachti, it's voitseisi, v'itzalti, v'go'alti, v'go'alti. Is can dig enough to grow? The Gra says that it's, even though you're going to show me so many places that says v'lakachti, full Rishonim say v'lakachti, they're all quoting this Yerushalmi and the Medrash, Zot the Gra, their original source was, there was a toys, it's Vaitseitzi, Vitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'ga'alti, and even though you're seeing in all these Rishonim, the printing it, it's all the printing, it's really V'ga'alti, V'ga'alti. Abrachav Gifunin, L'choyra, a Rishon that's Cholak on the Gra. How do you find a Rishon that's Cholak on the Gra? I have dozens of Rishonim that say Vaitseitzi, Vitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti. Zot the Gra, it's a mistake. Not the Rishon, it's a mistake in the print, in that Rishon. The Rishon, he says, really meant to write. The original way the Rishon wrote it was v'galti, v'galti. He's not arguing on them, he's saying that's what they said. So, v'gefinzach a Rishon that argues on the Gra. I found the Rishon that argues on the Gra. The Balaturim says that the words v'itzesi, v'itzalti, v'galti, v'lakachti, v'itzesi, v'itzalti, v'galti, v'lakachti, is gematria. Ze oni shebi Yisrael lo yifchasu me'arba koisa shol yayin. As he states, Zok the Balaturim Klor, that voitseisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lokachti. Not v'ga'alti twice. V'lokachti is, work out the gematria. Los vado oilam nocha. Over the gematria is, ze oni shebi Yisrael lo yifchasu me'arba koisa shol yayin. State Klor in the Balaturim, that he's going with the gears of lokachti. The numbers don't add up if you go with v'ga'alti twice. On derech agav like this Balaturim, it's me'yoshev also why dafke yayin. We ask, why not koisa shol mayim? Why not four matzahs? The gematria is lo yifchasu lo yime arba koisa shol yayin. That's the gematria of the arba lashonis. Yeah, state that the Eibushter sends Moshe Rabbeinu to be mavasa to Klai Yisrael, the arba lashonis of Geula, and Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Baruch Shalom, hey, a kal v'choymer, kal v'choymer. Rashi brings it to kal v'choymer. Hey, bnei Yisrael, lo yishamu elai ve'ech yish me'eni para. L'chor, it's a very shver kal v'choymer. Fregin the Meforshim. It says in the first in the pasuk that the Klal Yisrael didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, for lo yishamu el Moshe mikoytzer ruach umayavoy the kosher. So shteit klar, the reason they didn't listen is because of koytzer ruach and avoy the kosher. So what's the tush of the pari? Pari doesn't have koytzer ruach avoy the kosher. What's the kal b'chaim? So one pshat is, I heard once a pshat from Rabbi Yehudah Naibishitz, avoy the kosher means avoy the zora. For lo yishamu el Moshe because they were fatifed in avoy the zora. So Zok der Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'echish me'eni parei, parei is alein in Avoy Dezara. Echish me'eni parei. Another pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, v'lo yishamu el Moshe, the Emes says he's right, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to be Mavasa the Geula. They didn't know that they're supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. It's only 210 years later, and comes a Mavasa of the Geula. L'chayre doesn't stim the numbers. Terence says, Moshe Rabbeinu came with a shtickle, we spoke about it last week, that he was saying it was Mikoytze Ruach. Mikoytze Ruach, and the fact that you work so hard, that's what you're going at earlier. They didn't want to listen to Moshe to the Shtikal Torah that it's because of the Koytzer Ruach. Not that Mikoytzer Ruach they weren't able to hear. Because then it's fair, what's the Tzushtal Tepare? Pare is not Koytzer Ruach. No, it's, they didn't want to listen to the Shtikal Torah that Vibalti was Koytzer Ruach, the Geul was going to be earlier. And I saw brought down from the Ben Ishchai, Shtikal Cheshbin, he says, Mabel de Gazachin, he says. But he says like this, he says, also, he wants to tie up. They didn't want to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu Shtikal Torah that the reason they're going out early is because of Koytzer Ruach. But he says, where's the remez in Koytzer Ruach? We know that the Yidden are supposed to be in Mitzrayim only because they worked hard 210 years. There's a remez in the Pasuk, it says, ki yeshever b'mitzrayim, redu shama, redu, 210, go down, shama is Moshe, Moshe is going to come after redu. But he says there's another remez. There's a pasuk in Bris Ben Absarim, originally by the Besura of the Geula, right? Va'avrom hoyoy yi elagoy gadol v'atzim. What's hoyoy? I don't know if it was by the Bris Ben Absarim. One second. It's a pasuk though. No, it's before. It's even before the Bris Ben Absarim. But it's talking about Avram Avinu. Hoyoy yi elagoy gadol. What's hoyoy? So he says a gematria that hoyoy is 210. How is hoyoy 210? Because you spell out the yud is 20. Yud vav dal. You spell out the vav is vav yud vav is 22. Together is 42. Times hey. Multiply by hey is 210. So hoyoy is 210. Zok there. Now Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a shtickel tayru. Hoyoy is 210. That we accept. V'leshamu al Moshe mikoytze ruach. Koytze ruach is if you take the word ruach and you cut it short. The resh, if you cut it short, it turns into a vav. The vav of ruach, you turn it short, you make it short, there's a yud. And the ches, you make a little hole in it, is a hey. So koytzer of ruach is hoyoy. Of the light shamu al Moshe mikoytzer ruach. They didn't listen to this shtickel that if you makatzer the word ruach, it turns into hoyoy. And hoyoy is the 210. They thought they have to be there for 400 years. What? Yeah, no. No, it's not. That Moshe Rabbeinu is being mavasa them, not that they're not listening to him because they were as short of breath. Again, let me explain again. The pshut de shamikra was that Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't listen to Moshe because they were short of breath. So then what's the kal v'chomer that Pari, Moshe says, if Yidden are not going to listen to me, certainly Pari. No, the Yidden aren't going to listen because they're short of breath. Teretz was saying, no, it's not the pshat that they were short of breath. They didn't want to listen to his shtickle Torah that koytzer ruach is meramas on 210. I saw another makar of this idea, and there's many makars of this concept that we spoke last week also, chishev esakeitz, that the Eibishter made the gulas earlier. There's a famous pasuk that's printed, it says it two different ways. In Tehillim it says, Tehillim kapitul kafei, asher koras es Avram ushvosoi liyischok, with a sin. And there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, which the Hayomim is more bekannt with, asher koras es Avram ushvosoi liyitzchok, with a tzadi. Biyitzchok, with a tzadi, is gematria 210. And biyischok, with a sin, is 420. Now, Paroi was mavid Yisrael beperach. The perach. Perach means you say it softer. Sin is softer. And tzadi is starker. It's of the tzadi. So it was supposed to be yischok. 420 years. Of the Pari worked them harder. So then they went out after biyitzchok. With the tzadi, they went after 210 years. Yeah, actually, one more pshat. On this pasuk I saw in Evan Yisrael from Dian Fisher's Atzal. He says a pshat. Hey, b'nei Yisrael, l'shom oilai ve'echish me'eni Pari. He says it's not. He says the kavachaymer shver. Can you do with the kavachaymer shver? He says faker. We know the marshal by Yoina Hanavi. He didn't want to go to be mavaser and to Nineveh because if the goyim are going to listen to Hashem, it's going to cause a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. The Yidden don't listen to Hashem and the goyim do. That's why Yoina Hanavi didn't want to go. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, "Hey, bnei Yisrael, leishamu elai, and oivazoi ve'eich oivavoi if yishmeini paroi. What's going to be? If paroi's yet going to listen, that's going to cause a kitrug on Klal Yisrael." Take to a weiter, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayadavar Hashem al Moshe val Aaron, Vayitzavim el Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Pshat. What does it mean, Vayitzavim? What was he mitzavim? So Rashi says, Tziva Aleim lanhigam benachas velizbol oisam. Oh, but this Yerushalmi, in Rosh Hashanah, in the third parak, what was the tzivoy? Omer Abshulam bar Yitzchok, almat tzivom. What's this Pasuk mean, that Moshe and Aaron was mitzavim on Bnei Yisrael? He was mitzavim them on the parash of Shiluach Avodim. That you're supposed to send your Avodim out free. Vayoyvom, Vashesh. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar, he says, Shteito Amuridik and their hair. That, he brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says the same idea, that the Eibush does mitzavah you to send out your avodim free because he's the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. Now when a person has his oirus to do something, it's yidua that right away afterwards this oirus goes down and then it doesn't last. You have to put your his oirus belayed into action right away. If you don't put his oirus into action words right away, Then nothing's going to happen. So Davka now that they're being Mizbasar the Geula, now is the opportune time to be Mitzavah B'nei Yisrael on the parish of Shiluach Avodim. Koyamar Hashem, he brings the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Koyamar Hashem Aleikei Yisrael, Anoichi Karati Brises Avaseichem, B'yoyim Hoitzi Oysem Eretz Mitzrayim, Leymar, that Miketz Sheva Shonim Tishlachu Isha Sochev Be'ivri. Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Now is the time to be Mitzavah B'yoyim Tzaisi. Tomorrow already the Roshim goes off. When the Roshim is stopped, and now they know what it means to be an Eved, and they understand what it means for an Eved to go Lachavshi. Vayitzaveim el bnei Yisrael. Now is the time that Klal Yisrael gets the tzivoy to do to of Shiluach Avon. Now Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they go in. The pasuk describes it that there's Reuven and Shimon. The Kliyakar explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shlalem, was looking for a manik. He looked in Reuven, he looked in Shimon. Finally, he came to Levi, and then it's Marchiv about the yichus of Moshe and Aaron. And it says in the pasuk, later on, it says Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana v'Aaron ben Shalish Shmoinim Shana b'Dabrom El Paray. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old when he went into Paray. That is a shiloh that the Achronim grapple with. Pashat. How do you work this out? Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter at 120. Mefurash pasuk ben meiv esrim shana noichi hayoyim. He was born on Zayin Adar. He was nifter on Zayin Adar. He lived 120 years. Over here, when he comes into Pari at the beginning of the story of the 10 makas here, he's 80 years old. The etzim story of the 10 makas takes a year. It's a mission in idis. Mishpat ben Mitzrayim is yud beis chaydish. He's coming in. He's 80, a year for the Makis, Mishpat Mitzrayim. Arboim Shono Bamidbar adds up to 121. I'm a Furisha Pasuk, and Moshe ben Meir Esfer Shona Anoichi Ayoin. Where did the extra year go? Something is missing. Nochama. He's 80 years old here when the story's starting. The Etzem Sipur of the Makis has to take a year. Arboim Shono Bamidbar, and then he's only 120. Epis Klapnisht. The Achronim handled the Shaila. The Chassam Sofer and Shuva writes that Moshe Rabbeinu over here in the story was really only 79. When it says he was 80, it means he was in his 80th year. When you're 79, you enter your 80th year. Right? When you become Bar Mitzvah, you enter your 14th year. Right? When he was entering his 80th year, that's what it means. Actually, when it was, there's a big tumult, we'll see exactly. But Pashtus, if you learn the Makis takes a full year, so this is Be'erich year, Nisan year time, the previous year. We'll work out the Cheshbon of the Makis soon, but it's a year before. He was only 79. He was in his 80th year. Azayz of the Chasam Sofer in Shuvah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Hagoyis and Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amid Beis, says a tremendous Chiddush, like I'll be a different sugi there, but it comes after this, that the Yidden were only in the Midbar for 39 years. 40, yeah, first day, you know, Arboim Yakena, round it off. And they were only in the Midbar for 39 years. Kimak mefurash psukim nishtazoi, es haman ochlu Arboim Shana. It's a shver that he wants to cut off the year over there. But you have to cut off the year somewhere. We have to get to 120. A third option could be that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu shows up to Pari here the first time was Zayin Adar. Mamash's birthday, he was taka 80. Boy, my yoy. And the year of Yitzhak, but you have to work out the different sheetahs. Maybe we'll see the Hemshech. Yeah, there's many sheetahs in this exactly when the 10 Makas were. But if we'll work out that maybe the story starts on Zayin Adar Aleph, that year was a Shana Muberes, and we'll say that the Makas, the actual Makas, is only from Zayin Adar Aleph till Tezvav Nisan, only for an 8-week period. Each Makas 7 days. We'll work out the days. How does it stem with the Mishnah Idis? We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, that's a separate shmuz. But there is a Zagang that he was Takash Shmoinim, he was Mamish Zayin Adar Aleph. The Cheshbon, those that make the Yerzer of Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar Bey, Zayin Adar Aleph. We're going to go here, Zayin Adar Aleph. No, actually, here we're talking about just Umbil Lefnei Paray. No, yeah, but he was already 80. See, he was considered 80 already on Zayin Adar Aleph. We're trying to, otherwise, we can follow Zachan the Chassam Sofer's Teretz, and we're finished. The whole point is we want to try to say, no, he was Taka 8. It was Zayin Adar Aleph. And the story of the 10 Makis is taking place just during those few weeks. But again, those are our three options. I don't know of any other option. Either Moshe Rabbeinu was only 79, or the Midbar was only 39. Or Taka the Midbar was 40, and Taka Moshe Rabbeinu was already 80. And the story of the Makis is in that small time frame from Zayin Adar Aleph to Yetzias Mitzrayim Tesvav Nisan. The Eibishter says Vayikra to Moshe Rabbeinu, when Pari's going to tell you Ki Yedaber Aleichem Pari, and he's going to say Tnu Lachem Moifes. What does it mean Tnu Lachem Moifes? Zokt the Noyim Elimelech Amoyer the Kipshat. In Mitzrayim, everyone was Kishif Machers. They were all Machashvim and Belateim, Als. They all know how to do shtick. The Pshat is, Pari is saying, you want to show me that there's a Rabbanu Shlalom who's more powerful than that. Do a Moifis. Now, normally a Kishif Macher, he knows the trick. He knows the secret behind the trick. So he himself is not in a spoil when he does a Moifis. He knows what he's doing. The oil that sees is in a spoil. Pari tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Tnu Lachem Moifis. Do something that you yourself are going to be in a spoil from. That I realize it's Yad Hashem doing it. Do something that you yourselves, I'm going to see on your face, that you also want to spoil from it. Tnu lachem moifes. And then as Moshe Rabbeinu does a moifes, that state as a state behemshech, and then that's the point that Moshe Rabbeinu doing these moifes in, because the Mitzrayim could also do Zachen. It says, "V'hamata asher nepach lenochash tikach b'yadecha." Take the mata that turned into a nochash and take it with you. Why is it important to stress to take the mata that you made into a nochash? Zok Margolis Hayam, Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin. He says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was big moifus then was that his mata, when it was in the form of a mata, when it was a nochash, when it was in the form of a mata, ate all the other matas. Not as a nochash, as a mata. Now that's a fascinating case. But one might have said that maybe really it's a fake. Maybe really it was a nochash. The kishif made it look like a mata. But really it was a nochash. And that's a little bit less of an ace. You know, maybe a very big kishif mata could do as other. That an emes a mata could eat matas is a bigger chidush. One could have tined that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu took a real nochash, made it look like a mata. And that's why he's able to eat. Zok to Abis now, take that mata, the one that you turned into a nochash, and bring it out to the water. Kishif, when it touches water, turns back to its original mitzvahs, and it's going to stay a mate. So it's v'hamate asher nepach l'nochosh, and now that it's going to touch the water, we're going to have l'mafreya, or even a starker or a raya, that it was a real mate that ate the zach. Now it's mafur, the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin, that the Mitzrayim also, when Moshe Rabbeinu made a mate and a nochosh, they also did it. Dan and Tzvardeya, they also did. Kinam, they couldn't do. Zok the Beis HaLevi, in the end of Parshas B'Shalach, Yazol HaRichas, I want to tap on one or two of the clues what he says there. The Psukim here switch that the Mitzrim have the Lahateim and the Lahateim. There are two different things the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. There's Kishif and Shadim. Explain to Beis HaLevi, Bekitzer, Kishif turns something into something else, Bedimian. It really is what it is. It looks like something else. It's a Dimian. It looks like something else. Shadim, the Koyach of Shadim is that you transfer something Mimokim Lamokim. So he says, B'diyak in the Pesukim, he works it out when it says Lahateim, and when it says Lateim, he works it out like the Shittus, that the Nachash turning into a Mate was Kishif. It was a Nachash. It looked like it's a Mate. A Mate looks like a Nachash. Dam and Tzvardeya can't use Kishif, because it's in water. Water Kishif doesn't work. It turns into its original state. No, they do Shadim. They brought Dam from somewhere else. They brought Tzvardeya from somewhere else. Kinim Zok Terezai, they couldn't do it. Etz Belekimi. Why? Kishif you can't do. I'm sorry, Shadim they couldn't do. Because the Shadim are not Shoilet on something that's so small, Pachas Mikasaira. Frek the Marsha, but let them do Kishif. So the Marsha says a vort. Kishif doesn't do everything. You can't create a whole world of Dimi with Kishif. There are limitations to Kishif also. And Shadim can't be done with Kishif. He says, if not, why didn't they do Oroid with Kishif? As I read the Dorch. But there's a pshat that I saw in the Daskenim and the Cheskuni. I want to add to it, but this is the way the Cheshman goes. There's another rule. You know why the Mitzrim, again, they couldn't do Shadim because they don't shail on a Bria Pachas Mikasaira. But why can't they do Kishif? There's another rule. We said Kishif doesn't work if it touches water. There's another rule in Kishif. To do Kishif, you have to be standing on the ground. If you're not standing on the ground, you can't do Kishif. Now Moshe Rabbeinu went and did Kinim, and the whole ground turned into Kinim. Comes the Mitzrim and they're trying the Mechashim, they're also trying to do it. So they try to do it with Shadim, it won't work. It's too small. They try to do Kishif. They can't do Kishif. They're not standing on the ground. There's Kinim separating them. But here there's a Moirdei Kechap. Is there Kinim separating them? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Raya Moshe Rabbeinu was bigger than them? When Moshe Rabbeinu did it, they were on the ground still. There wasn't Kinim yet. Why the Mitzrim being so misfall from Moshe Rabbeinu? Because they can't do the Kinim. They can't do the Kinim because there's a Chatzitza. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he did the Kinim, was still on the ground. So maybe he's right, just a Kishif Macher, not more. The Teretz is if Moshe Rabbeinu, his Kinim is only with Kishif, then it's only Dimyan. It's not real. So they're really still on the ground. And they should also be able to do it. Niflu the Kediyak in the Pasuk, it says, V'lo yochlu achar tumim lasois, and they said, V'yoyim Re'etz Palekimim. The V'yoyim Re'etz Palekimim is not from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did it. That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make Kinim, he was still on the ground, and maybe he did it with Kishif. Oh, but they can't do it. What's stopping them? They realize they're not on the ground. It must be it's real Kinim. Now they have a problem. It can't be Kishif, because Kishif wouldn't have stared them from doing it. It can't be Shadim, because Shadim is too small. From the Loyochlu Akartumim Lasois, they Sparlois Vayomer Etzbele Kimi. Because they realize that the Kinim that Moshe Rabbeinu did is Emes a Kinim and not a Dimyan. Because otherwise it wouldn't be a Chatzitza for them. By Makas Farday, I saw from the Chidah, Ben Ishchai brings, from the Chidah, he brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "Oichlei b'sara chazir v'ashekets v'ha'achbar." Remember at the end of Yeshaya, "Oichlei b'sara chazir v'ashekets v'ha'achbar yachtov Yosuf unam Hashem." All these people that eat chazir and shkotzim and achbarim, they're going to all die. Yachtov Yosuf. So he brings the Yerushalmi and explains like this: Be'emes, why did the Eibush to create so many shkotzim and ramasim? What was the te'elis? And if you go, there's billions, billions, trillions of insects and bugs. You go in the jungle, it's Mabal al-Rayin, the Floyd Zaburi, the trillions and trillions and trillions of all kinds of shkotzim and ramasim that there are, much more than there are people in the world. Much more. Much more. What's the purpose? Why did they create so many of them? What's the point? Eh? Much more than this Chinese. I mean, we're talking trillions and trillions and trillions. What's the te'elis of this? Zok to Yerushalmi, Mipnei Mabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shkotzim Urumasim Bailamay. Amalei Letzoyrich Nivru. B'shosh HaBriyas Choytim, when the Briyas, even Goyim, when they do Averis, the Eber says Mavit Bahem, and he wants to destroy them. But then he says, Kal V'choymer, Madach Deshrotzim, that I have no purpose for Deshrotzim, and I keep them going in my world. So the Briyas, that I have a reason for them, there's a Te'elis, even though they did Chatoyim, I'm going to keep them. So the purpose of Shrotzim is that the Eber says Nichmeru Rachim al Briyosef. He says, look, I kept all these Shrotzim in the world, I'll keep them also. Zokter Amoyer de Gezach, Makas Tzvardeya, their Medrash brings, every Makas brings the reason. It says the reason there was Tzvardeya is because the Mitzriim used to force the Yidden to go bring Shkotzim. The Mitzriim used to eat these things. They used to eat Shkotzim and Ramosim and all kinds of things. And they used to send the Yidden to go bring for them Shkotzim and Ramosim. And that's why they were punished with Tzvardeya. Dr. Ben Ishchai, it's a Tifa Taich over here. Why are these Mitzriim deserving so many Makas? What happened to the Yerushalmi that the Eberst is Merachim al Briyosef? Terence says, why is the Eberst the Merachim al Briyosef? Because he has this Cheshbon, he has this Kal V'Chomer. And he says, look at all these Shkotzim and Ramotzim and everything. What did I create them for? Elamai, I have Rachmanis on them. I'll have Rachmanis on the Mitzriim also. Oh, but someone that upschlugs the Kal V'Chomer, Minei Yubei, he goes and eats these Shkotzim and Ramotzim, so he says there's a different Te'elis. The Taka for eating, the Taka for food. Minei Yubei, he upschlugged the Kal V'Chomer. He deserves to be Nanish. He deserves to be Nanish. By eating, and that's the pasuk. Oichlei, Besar, Chazir, Vashekets, Vahachbar, Oichlei, Shvonim, Vachazirim. Yachtov, Yasufu, Noam Hashem. Then they're going to get destroyed. Because the whole Hatzolah of the Briyos when they do a Chait is because the Eibush is Merachim on them just like he's Merachim on the Shrotz. That's the Amkus of what it means that when the Mitzriim sent the Yidden to go bring them Shkotzim or Muslim to eat, that's what caused them to get the Maka of Tzvardeya. It says by Makas Oroiv, the Gamho Adoma Asher Hemaleh, the Eibush that brought all the animals and also the Adoma that's on it. What's the purpose? Why do you have to bring the Adoma that's on it? So I saw one shot, there's a Gemara in Erev and the Samachalif, Kalbo Beloy Masya Shev Shini Loy Novach, which means a dog or any animal, but it's a wild animal, when he's not in his natural habitat, he won't be Noivech, he won't be dangerous. You have to be in your Tivius Dika Matzev. So every one of these animals that the Eibush is bringing from the Oroiv, each one had to come v'eso adom asher hemaleh. You can make a tzustel to. It says by Elisha that Elisha sent out the dubim to the Na'arim, and the emes. It says they came out dubim from the yar, and the Gemara says in Soita it was a nes b'toich nes because loy dubim v'loy yar. Now what does the Eibush have to make a yar for? Let him make just a dubim. What's the nes b'toich nes? The Eibush created dubim and a yar because the dubim is only dangerous when it's in its yard. So the Eibush, they made a nace, all of a sudden, there was Na'orim, right? There was the Na'orim were shepherding with Elisha, and it comes out, Dubim mitoich hayar, loy dubim v'loy yar, nace mitoich nace. Over the Eibush created that they saw Adam Hashem Aleh, together with its hammer. There's another pshat from the Gro. What does it mean, v'gamo Adam Hashem Aleh? The Gro brings that there's one chaya, it's called the Yedoini, and he says it's a chaya that's attached to the ground, and it's yonekes from the ground. It's something in between a tzemeach and a chai, he says. And it has a gavaldik, a koyach to kill people, and it's very dangerous, and the Eibush sent it out also in Makas Oriv. So that Yedoyin Yizikr has to be Hadoma Asherheim Oleo. There's a pasuk in Bereshit that says, Esav was a Yodei Yitzayid, was an Ish Yodei Yitzayid Ish Sodeh. So there's a pshat, the Gros says, that's the pshat. Esav was a Yodei Yitzayid, he was an Ish Yodei Yitzayid, Ish Sada, he knows how to capture this Ish Sada, this Yedoini, this kind of a chaya. Now this is brought down in Mishnayis in Klayim, in Perek Ches Mishnahei in Klayim. It says over there Avnei Asada, and the Bartanura already says Afan Ort and the Mishnayis in Klayim that Avnei Asada means this Yedoini, that's mechuber b'tiburay to the chevel ha'aretz, and it's tsurasi, according to Bartanur and Klein, it's tsurasi tsuras adam, the parts of yadayim v'raglayim, it looks like a person, it has feet and hands. The ankle barrier rasha l'karavila ki uhoyrig v'toyrav kolakaravila, you can kill anyone that comes near him. You have to, the way you kill it is you shoot it against chitzim, because you can't even get near it. You have to shoot the chitzim to the mokam hachibur, to the ground. And Esav was a yedeya, was an ish yedeya tzayit ish sade. The Yochanan Boaz has a different shot l'maisa. The Yochanan Boaz, first the Boaz asks on the Bar Tanura, if there's such a chai, how come we never see it? So he says it became extinct, Azoivi, a mammoth. He brings down the Azoivi, there's a Zazach. Azoivi brings the Boyazach, an Arthur and Klein. And then in the Yochan, he wants to argue, he wants to say that Adnei Asoda means orangutang. And he says, that's what he says, I think that's how you pronounce it. And in the Yochan, in Klein, Perakes. And he says, Kim in Koif Godel, Bekoim of Itzuras Odom, Rakshiz Reoisav Aruchim, Umagim at Birkov, Umalandim Oise Lachtoiv Eitzim Velishoiv Mayim. The Gamlubash Begodim, Kiben Odom Mamish, Ulhosav Ala Shulchan, Velechel, Bekaf, Besakin, Umazle. Bizmanenu a motzui rak bi yoris gedoilis shebeemsa Africa. Zoi state in the Yochan, if an art of the Klein. But the other Shah was, and the Bartanura says, and that's this Gra, it was the Yedoini, and that's why by Makis Arif, the Yedoini also came among all the other animals, and that's why it has to say Yedei Tzayid Ish Sodeh. Makas Dever. There's a steer in the Pesukim. Perek Tes, Perek Vav, and Perek Zayin. There's Pashat a steer in the Pesukim. In Perek Vav it says, Umi Miknei B'nei Yisrael Loi Meis Echod. And the next Pesuk is, Vayishlach Parai V'hinei Loi Meis Miknei Yisrael Ad Echod. It's mashmal, one did die. One Yisrael's animals died. Steer in the Pesukim. The Gros says, a Pshat, we know there was the Megadeth who was a Ben Isha Yisraelis, and from a Mitzri. His father was a Mitzri and his mother was a Yisraelis. Now the emes is, the Ramban, it's a machla, this is the kind, totally the precious drachim already, but the Ramban brings from the Chachmei Tzarfas that before Matan Torah you went bus of the father. And therefore, if you go bus of the father, he has a din of a Mitzri. And therefore, the emes Pasuk Vav is right that Mimikne ben Yisrael and Neis Echad, no one's died. Because this, that, the Megadeth, the Hamas died, he has a din of a Mitzri because his father's a Mitzri. Of a Paroi, a grace alam that he's going well, he's holding the other side of the precious drachim, and he holds that this Megadeth has a din of a yid. So he looks out and he says, "Oh, Ad, but there was one yidale that his animals died." Because v'shitasa he held that this Ben Isha Yisraelis does have a din of a Yisrael because his mother's a Yisrael. The emes says it wasn't because far matan Torah went past the father. There's another pshat from Rabbi Shmuel Diskin, a shein cheshbon. He says this is the geya in the Musagim of Meiser Behema, and the Meskalant, yes. In Mitzrayim also, there was a din of Meiser Behema. You had to give a tenth of your animals, la arnuna, to a tax. A tax. You had to give a tenth of your animals as a tax. Now, let's say you had a Yid who has, let's say, 55 animals. You have to give only 5 animals to Parah. Because just like by Meiser Behema, you round it off lower, and until you have 60, you don't have to give a sixth one to Parah. If you have anywhere between 50 to 59 animals, you have to give 5 of them to Parah. If you have a 60th one, you have to give 6 to Parah. So, Rabbi Shulev, that's the pshat. Did there any animals die by the Yidden during the Mak of Dever? It depends. Any Yid who had sheep or animals, right, that was rounded off to the nearest 10, so one of his animals died. Because that one animal that's dying, Saivi, is dying on Parah's Cheshbon. If he had any number in between 1 to 9, 51 to 59, 61 to 69, any number, but 1 to 9, so then Avad, if one of his animals dies, it's on his cheshbon. But if he had an exact amount, around to a 10, let's say a person had exactly 70 animals. So he's mechuyev to give 7 to Parah. If one of his is going to die now, he's going to mechuyev to give 6 to Parah. So that one animal is going to die. Saivi said this is a paragraph of Parah's cheshbon. And that's how he answered the stira. There was Amol that was eaten that loymeis echad, and Amol that was eaten of ad echad. That one animal died. That's the one animal, that's the cheshbon of the Meiser Behema. Afterwards, you have the Hasra, Tes Yudalid. After Shchin, we're jumping in, we have the Mak of Shchin, and then after Shchin, the Abish is giving the Mak, the Hasra, the next Hasra of Borod. So the Pasuk says a Loshin, Ki b'pam azois ani shoylech es kol magei foysai el libcha v'avadech v'mecha. What's es kol magei foysai? It's not kol magei foysai, it's Borod, you know, we're up to number 7. What's es kol magei foysai? Zok Rashi, Lamadnu mikan Shemakas b'choy rois shkula keneged kol hamakas. A shver Rashi. We're holding it by the hasra of makas borod, and it says the blushing of the pasuk is es kol maged foisan. Milame shemakas b'choy rois shkula keneged kol hamakas. Where does makas b'choy rois come in? So one shot is because in the remez of the tzach adash be'achav, borod is the beginning of be'achav. That's already going to get to makas b'choy rois. We're getting started. The last series of the three, the last four, be'achav. No. But otherwise, where does Makas Bukhairis come? There's another pshat that you have to read it differently. It's Malamit Shemakas, there's a girsay, Malamit Shemakas, but Soyres, Shkula Kenegat Kulam. It's going on Borod Taka, but the Borod created with Soyres. Or it's Makas Bakurois, because this is a Maka that's going to kill the early stuff that's growing. But there's a dray that's going on Makas on Borod Taka. Now, if it's going on Borod, what's Taka of Shat? You know, if Makas Bukhairis can acher and Makas Bukhairis Shakul Kenegat Kulam, Efshad, that's coming fresh thing. When I've finished, that's for Parshas Boy. Oh, but if it's Kaka going on Borod, and Naniach, the Girs is going on Borod, what's this word that Makas Borod is Shokel Keneged Kol HaMakas? Zok to grow, because the Eibishter has three Oifan and how he causes a Makah. Bekoyach Eish, Bemayim, or Ruach. Lamashal, the Groh says, Sedoim, the Eibishter attack with Eish. Gophers for Eish. Mabul was Mayim. Doraflogo was Ruach. So we see that that's the three I find about the Eibishter does. Sedoim is with Eish, Mabul with Mayim, Doraflogo with Ruach. Who ended the coming up Makas until now? Daman Ferdei was Mayim, Arba was Ruach, Shechin was Eish. Borod was all three. Was with Mayim, Eish, and also Vayi Koilois. Borod, that's the Ruach. So it's Sheleich is Kol Magei Faisim Alamed, that the Makas of Borod is Takas Shokel to all the Makas because it was with Eish, the Mayim, over Ruach. So the pasuk says, by Borod, the Eibishter said only the ones that are going to be in the Sodeh. Va'asher lo yisom libo yol dvar Hashem va'yazev es avodev es mekneu ba'sodeh. Now that's a plea atzuma. We're talking here after six makas already. Moshe Rabbeinu has pretty much been proven correct. Fine. Va'yichpad Hashem es leif paroi again and again. Over the avdei paroi, the Mitzrayim, there were takas, someone that you could say in him, he was lo yisom libo yol dvar Hashem, and he left his avodev and his mekne in the Sodeh. Azat tipshus. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Shmuz, he drinks lo yisavort. It's asher lo yisom liboy. A person can have a yediyah. Famous Yisoid, Levi Yo talks about it all the time. Asher lo yisom liboy, sima slave. A person could know something. But it's not, it's viyadata, but it's not vashiva yisal vavecha. And kemoi that there's a merchak between lo yadata, tul yadata. Kemoi again, even after yadata, until you get to lo yisam tel vavecha. You could be a madrega, you're holding already makas borod, and you're holding still asher lo yisom liboy. You have to be misboin in what's going on. It's not just enough to know. A person has to have seema slave. From yediyah to yediyah is a merchak rav. From yediyah to vashivoy telav avecha is also a merchak rav. And there's asher lisom liboy. And he's mayruch over there of Chaim Shmulevitz in this concept of not being mason lave. Interessante maisa, the shmuz, that shmuz, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz always bringing mar mekom shmulo. That shmuz is really the shmuz, it's about Bilam. The title of the shmuz is his boinness for Parshas Bilam, and Be'ikar over there he's talking about Bilam. And Tori Chadvar, he always brings from all over, he brings down this concept over here by Makas Borod, that also Bilam also was, Bilam knew but didn't know, right? That's the idea. Bilam, over here also, this Asher like some Libor. Now, Mabel the Kediyak, Rav Chaim Shlomo doesn't bring it. The Medrash brings Asher like some Libor. Who was this Asher like some Libor? Zu Bilam. The Medrash brings that it was Bilam. It's Mag, interesting. It was Taka Bilam, he's Bilam was Shitasai Dor. Messiah, one last thing over here. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu is already asking Paroi in Pasuk Chav Gimel. No, it's later. Where is Moshe Rabbeinu the first time asking that the Yidden should go out? Derech Shloishes Yomim by Midbar. That's where is that? What? Keschav Beis. What? Where? Where's Derech Shloishes Yomim? Oh, Derech Shloishes Yomim Nelech Bamidbar. What's the pshat? Zavach Hashem when they came. What is going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu is making a trick. He wants to sneak out of Mitzrayim, and once he leaves, he's going to leave. It was just a trick. He's lying to Pari, Aramois. I saw Pshat Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that Be'emes, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Norvos, the Eibishter, realized that they're going to be out of the Nun Shari Tumah. You have no choice, you have to take them out. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Taka for Derech Shleshes Yomim Bamidbar. 3 days of Ischaskus, Limud, Ritzifus, with a Gevaldik, a Bren, with a Gevaldik, and then they can go back and come back for another 190 years. He was Taka asking for Derech Shleshes Yomim. They would keep out of the Shar Nun, and then they would be able to be Soivel Nochamo. It's not, partially you learn, he was lying to Pari, pulling off a shtick and saying we'll go for 3 days and then running away. He wants to say, no, Taka, the Gezerah was 400 years, the Gezerah was 400 years. Nor Derech Shleshes Yomim, Abyssal Ischaskus, Nochtem Kemen, Vite again. In the Golas, under a cook of what the Derech Shleshes Yomim was. Good.